WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chinese state media says the scheduled call between President Xi and President Trump is taking place right now. One issue expected to be the future of TikTok. President Trump said Thursday,
"We're pretty close to a deal. We may do an extension with China, but it's an extension based on the same terms that we have right now, which are pretty good terms."
I was in the UK, and on his way back to the US, the president told reporters that broadcasters that criticize him should lose their licenses. The CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote today on any changes to hepatitis B vaccine schedules. That's a day after Robert Kennedy Jr.'s handpicked panel changed the recommendation for the measles, mumps, rubella chickenpox shot to split into two doses and not be given to children under four. Today, the House and Senate expected to vote on short-term government funding measures, but Republicans and Democrats each have issues with different aspects of the plans. That means an October 1st government shutdown is possible. This is ABC News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's a new lawsuit against the city for the ballots that went uncounted in November. 193 ballots were found by staff after Election Day, and multiple investigations have found that no one outside the clerk's office was told about it until over a month later. The ordeal led to the resignation of former city clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell after 20 years of service, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission declared she violated the law. Now, liberal firm Law Forward has filed a lawsuit on behalf of eight Madison voters. Attorneys representing the voters say staff from the clerk's office had multiple opportunities to correct the errors after they were discovered. That's something city leaders have acknowledged. The lawsuit is asking for damages. If you'll remember, Madison will soon have its new city clerk. Lydia McComas starts in 10 days. Meanwhile, a DeForest Village trustee has been ousted in a recall election. William Landgraf voted for a plan to remove fluoride from the village's water supply earlier this year, a story we followed closely at the time. A petition for a recall election was successful, and in Tuesday's election, Alicia Williams got a majority of the votes. That means she takes the seat. Stacey Peterson was running, too. If no one got a majority, there would have been a runoff election with the top two vote-getters in October. But Williams won with 78% of the votes. And another big name in the Madison music scene has died. The State Journal reports Bob Queen passed away on Monday. He created the Fête de Marquette, a beloved festival on the East Side. Plus, he started the Marquette Waterfront Festival in 1995, and he grew the Orton Park Festival, which had its 60th anniversary this year. He did just about all of this as a volunteer, and most of these festivals raise money for good causes. Queen got to enjoy one last performance outside his hospital room before he died. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A close call for Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room. So I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland. 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison in their first Big Ten game of the year. Is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. So there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel as we go deep on what Charlie Kirk said, the GOP's response to his assassination, and what is hate speech. Really, don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Talk radio for people who mute their TVs. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
Please welcome my identical cousin and the former host of the Colbert Report, Stephen Colbert.
Thank you so much. Hello, nation. Daddy's home. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, nation, I return to you tonight to rescue you from this free speech crisis. I'm going to scream the answer loud and proud, no holds barred, with tonight's triumphant word. Nation folk, America is facing perhaps its greatest crisis in 249 years. You see, people are saying things that hurt Donald Trump's feelings.
Wow. Hero of democracy, Stephen Colbert. Yep. John Stewart came back last night. Yep. We are in a critical moment. Chris, how many years we've been on the air, this show, just 20 years?
11 billion.
Whenever anyone has asked, can we be on in the opening segment, which is our opening rant, which is wildly popular.
Exactly.
We have said what?
We have said no.
No, absolutely
except
not. Except today in this existential crisis.
Yes.
And this critical man. Here comes Glenn Kirshner, completely jingle-free, because you can't
We need to get right into
you
it.
You can't jingle in the beginning of fascism.
Steph, I consider this history made.
I just said to Chris, Glenn, there's no way I can get to everything with you. There's no way any human can process what is happening and the speed at which it's happening in terms of our democracy, our system of justice, free speech. I mean, I just saved this to start with you. First of all, God bless you because you're here, because you're going to, you're doing a get to the polls thing at your normal time. So, that's what we can do. First of all, do something. Secondly,
polls open in Virginia today. That's why he's doing that.
So, you know, of course we said yes, and also you're just our beloved and I can't live without you. So, but Oxford University historian predicts exactly how long the U.S. has to save its democracy. I mean, this ain't no disco. This ain't no party. This ain't no fooling around now. Americans, he says, have 400 days. He said hysterical hyperbole. I would love to think so. But during 7 weeks in the U.S. I spent this summer, I was shaken every day by the speed and executive brutality of Trump's assault on what had seemed settled norms of U.S. Democracy and by the desperate weakness of the resistance to that assault. Democrats, irrespective of party or ideology, must hope Democrats regain control of the House in the 2026 midterms. Glenn, just again, it's happening at a dizzying pace, but just talk to us about, first of all, let's start with Jimmy Kimmel alone and how this is not.
And regarding the dizzying pace, we have to hit rock bottom. And I would rather see us get there quickly. Why? Because that will galvanize us. It will motivate us to get out in that 3.5% number, which is what it takes for autocracies and dictatorships to fall. We need 3.5% of the American people to stand up, speak out, march, protest, rally. And listen, I would rather Trump not engage in abuses slowly and incrementally, let's get there all at once, because we've got to hit rock bottom before we decide to start digging ourselves out. And we are headed toward rock bottom at light speed. I agree. The Kimmel thing is, you know, it's infuriating, yeah. But there are some opportunities here, Steph. Listen, we have to fight, right? In order to win, we have to fight. If you're a university, be a Harvard, don't be a Columbia. If you're a news outlet, be a New York Times and Wall Street Journal. Talk about diverse opinions, but they're both fighting the monster. They're not feeding the monster. Don't be a Washington Post. Don't be an LA Times. This is now Jimmy Kimmel's time to stand up and fight. He has two potential enemies to fight. One is ABC and Disney, but that's a contractual fight he's going to have. Was he wrongfully terminated or put on hiatus, whatever his status is? That is a suit he may have against his employer, but he can also fight the administration. Why? Because the administration wanted this. They orchestrated this. I would even say they extorted ABC and Disney. And Disney and ABC gave in because they want to do a big merger, and this is all about their profit margin. Well, Jimmy Kimmel can fight, and he should fight. He has to fight. And we can fight. My wife, my better three quarters, not my better half. She's just that good. She went and she
I'd
like
say seven eighths. Okay, go
ahead. She with gusts up to 7/8. Yeah. She unsubscribed to everything ABC, everything Disney. Right.
That
now.
Was my point. Right. Is there's reporting out here? I mean, there was huge protests out here, but there's reporting that a lot of Disney, other Disney executives, employees are very much against this. And there's a lot of, you know, they're getting enormous blowback. And I'm hearing the same thing. People are canceling stuff. So this cuts both ways. And, you know,
there are reports that this might even be worse than the Don't Say Gay fight in Florida.
So, Glenn, to your point, we all need to fight, make our voices heard. I feel like this is a critical turning point. And Disney could take a stand here and turn around and, you know, take a stand for free speech. I mean,
and Steph, the law firms that fought won. The law firms that bent a knee and gave their lunch money to the bully without a fight are losing clients. For God's sakes, McDonald's walked away from one of those law firms. So it proves that when we fight, we win. Guatemalan children just fought in the courts of Washington, D.C., and they won.
Thank you. Because, of course, they lied about the Guatemalan children, of course, they lie about every single thing. I mean, because it's talking about slippery slopes, Glenn, and why this is important. Brendan Carr suggests FCC should look into ABC's The View. Of course, you know they were ordered yesterday not to talk about Jimmy Kimmel and what happened. Trump, all my critics should be taken off the air. FCC chair vows to have more of Trump critics fired, specifically mentioning Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon. I mean, this, you know, this is, I think, bigger than like any one person, any one company. It is literally, that's why they call it dominoes. It's hard once the dominoes start to fall. But we've got to reverse this tide somehow. And I think, you know, maybe Jimmy Kimmel should be the hill we die on, because this is so clearly a violation of Trump's own executive order of the First Amendment. I mean, and you don't have to be a lawyer to know that, right?
And shutting down entertainment outlets and news outlets, it's only just begun. Right. And people need to understand that you can't feed the monster and win, because the monster gets bigger and badder and stronger and wants more. You have to fight the monster and starve the monster. The way you do that is by standing up for your rights, going to court, because when people go to court, they are tending to win a massive percentage of the cases that are being brought against the Trump administrations, at least in the trial court and the courts of appeal. So we've got to fight this. You know, what was it? Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Donald Trump cannot take our democracy away without our tacit consent and complicity. So we've got to fight him.
Yeah, Glenn,
and fight peacefully, Steph.
Thank you.
I don't ever want people
absolutely.
To say, you're inspiring violence. No. We will remain peaceful. We will fight, you know, with our words. We will fight with our feet.
And we were
rally
just talking about Jimmy Kimmel put out a statement like right after Kirk's assassination, very much like that. Just a lot of, you know, love and support for his family and you know, condemning it, mourning the tragedy. I mean, and again, what did Donald Trump say yesterday? He said terrible things about this great man. He didn't say anything about Jimmy. Do we have the actual clip?
Yeah.
just so people know, he didn't say anything about Charlie Kirk. This was, you know, and also even the reporting on this, Chris, is incorrect. I have stories that they're like, oh, he, you know, said that the shooter was MAGA. He just said
he
no
never,
such
he
thing.
Didn't say that.
Just take a listen in case you hadn't
heard. We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it. You can see how hard the president is taking this.
My condolences on the loss of your friend Charlie Kirk. May I ask, sir, personally, how are you holding up over the last day and a half, sir?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks? They just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House.
Yes. He's at the fourth stage of grief, construction.
I mean, you know, first of all, they, you know, the reporting yesterday, ABC executives know he didn't say anything over the line or anything that a lot of us haven't been saying. Right. So it's not about what he said. I mean, Trump's own. I mean, and everybody's playing clips now of Trump's, you know, inauguration speech. J.D. Vance, Trump's executive order called signed the day he was inaugurated, restoring freedom of speech and ending federal censorship, reads the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, an amendment essential to the success of the Republic, enshrines the right of the American people to speak freely in this public square without government interference. I mean, I don't know what has legal weight anymore, Glenn, because of the Supreme Court, but isn't that pretty ironclad?
Yeah, I don't know what, you know, I talk about how the federal courts are staying strong. I mean, yesterday, Steph, a Trump-appointed judge in Washington, D.C. federal court, Tim Kelly, not only ruled against Trump's horrific attempt to deport unlawfully and unconstitutionally unaccompanied Guatemalan minors, children, and they lied to the court about it. They tried to do it in the middle of the night. And the federal courts said, you know, the Trump administration's arguments and DOJ's arguments crumbled like a house of cards. This proves the point that when everybody gets into court to assert their rights against what the Trump administration does, they tend to win. And that's why we have to fight. You have to engage, not disengage. We have to keep running into the fire, even though it's hot. We may get burned. We have to do it. Now, but the Supreme Court, I get it. It's always all bets off once you're up to the Supreme Court. But at some point, they're going to have to decide, are they all in with Trump's attempts to dismantle democracy, or are they going to start being loyal to the Constitution and make some, you know, justifiable calls?
Somebody said they're acting like there's never going to be another Democratic president, you know, I'm sorry, but I hope that we, you know, the problem is they always count on Democrats doing the right thing and that we wouldn't do what they're doing right now. Well, I hope we do within the law, honestly, because they're the ones that are engaging in actual hate speech and incitement to violence and all of that. So, you know, I think they always count on us just playing by, you know, a different set of rules. Tell me if this is extortion, blackmail, or which it is. Sinclair Broadcast Group, the nation's largest owner of ABC affiliates, they're a conservative company, of course, said it will not allow Jimmy Kimmel Live back on its stations until the late night host apologizes to Charlie Kirk's family and makes a meaningful personal donation to them and to Turning Point USA, an organization that probably Jimmy Kimmel and millions of people think promotes hate speech against black people, gay people, women, you name it. I mean, again, they have every right to do what their work is. Can you force someone to make? And first of all, I'm sorry to say it, but I've expressed endless sympathy for his family and his children, Glenn. But the fact is, he's a multi-millionaire with multiple homes. So they want to force people to make a donation or to, you know, to support an organization that they don't believe in.
It, not to get hyper-technical, extortion is when you use, you know, force, violence, or threats to extract a thing of value from someone. Bribery is when you use your official position for personal gain. What people should know is whether it's ABC, Disney, or Sinclair, those organizations are not bound by the First Amendment, right? A government cannot tell you to shut up because you have First Amendment rights, but your employer or the organization above your employer, like Sinclair, they can tell their employees to do anything. And then the question becomes, is that a breach of contract? So Jimmy Kimmel needs to get into court against Sinclair if he has a legal claim to make, against Trump for basically orchestrating his firing or suspension, whatever it is at this moment, because we have to get into court and fight. We have to.
Yeah. Can I just, because I know I got to like 1/11 billionth of what I needed to talk to you about, because this is what it is. But this one, today in fascism, Trump is expected to fire the U.S. attorney after he was unable to find sufficient evidence that New York Attorney General Letitia James committed mortgage fraud. Neither did she, nor Lisa Cook, nor Adam Schiff. This is just, right? But here we go.
And here's what I want to say, and I don't wish this on Tish James or anybody else. Bring it on. Because if you bring a vindictive prosecution against Tish James, given the evidence of record of how they're trying to, you know, unlawfully prosecute her, absent any evidence that she committed a crime, here is the good news, Steph. Federal judges will cram a case like that down the throats of the Department of Justice lawyers unethical enough to bring them. And that will actually reduce the force of Donald Trump's threats to prosecute moving forward, because he can't prosecute people who committed no crimes, and federal judges will tell him that.
Look what I can get to. Maureen Comey suing the DOJ. Cash Patel, which is unbelievably unfit. Pam Gongi, Bondi, not very good at attorney generaling. We don't have time for any of it. But I do have to ask you one thing before you go. Just because this discussion has come up, not just here, but from Candace Owens, Steve Bannon, Malcolm Nance on our show, many others. Seth Abramson said, I haven't formed an opinion of it, but the number of smart people who believe that the Robinson-Twiggs text exchange Trump lawyer Cash Patel released as part of the operation to convince Americans Robinson was a leftist militant is BS and artificial is very high. I'm even seeing attorneys say that. I mean, some have said just in terms of prejudicing the case going forward, it seems, anyway, a lot of people just saying it doesn't smell right. I don't know if you have an opinion.
Well, I don't know if it's a legitimate text exchange with his partner or not. What I do know is if it's accurate and truthful, not a product of fraud or AI, it is very damning evidence and will be powerful when presented. The flip side of that is you are tainting the jury pool because you're putting evidence out in the public record that should not be out in the public record. It will make it more difficult to pick a fair and impartial jury to try this person for the crime he's alleged to have committed.
And am I wrong to not necessarily trust the MAGA family, what they say? I mean, isn't that hearsay? And I'm like, it seems to me they also would like to evade responsibility. I mean, to Jimmy Kimmel's point, you know, he said the same thing Governor Cox said, that he was one of their own, meaning he came from a MAGA right-wing Republican Trump-voting family who produced this mass, this murderer.
We can't know what's authentic and what's a product of fraud or AI, but typically once these cases move into court, that will be litigated with forensic experts and they will determine, you know, what is true and what is not so. But the point is, you don't poison the well of public opinion against somebody that you may be putting on trial for his life, especially in a death penalty case.
I don't know if I'm the only one that just had the feeling of, you know, oh, it wasn't us. It's his. He became a left wing. Anyway, all right, Glenn, we're so late, but go support what Glenn's doing. We've linked to everything.
Roll to the polls here in Virginia. Today is the first day of early voting. I got democracy goosebumps. Let's get out.
Yes! Get out there!
We love you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, see you guys.
Bye-bye.
I was a first segment virgin. Not anymore. Ooh, this portion of
I'm all tingly now.
Ooh, me too. Uh-huh. This portion of the show brought to you by Vibrance. Oh, God, I feel younger just with that conversation with Glenn. Vibrance Super C Serum, my favorite facial product ever. Listen up, the ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. I always wonder why you need all of those creams. If you had one really good one, you do. Oh. Super C Serum made with the highest quality stuff. Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E. Noticeable results. You can simplify, streamline your routine, and get a healthier complexion. Minimize wrinkles and age spots. Check this out. If you go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie, you save up to 37% off right now and free shipping. That's Vibrance. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name, Stephanie. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Aho, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Yeah. All right. I know I smashed myself into a heartbreak.
Well, you went super long with Glenn.
I got to this much of everything we need to talk about. If you are feeling out there like this level of chaos and fascism is not survivable, we're all feeling it.
Yeah.
We're all feeling it.
Yes.
But that's why, as Glenn said, it's more important than ever that we stand up, that we fight back. Certainly that's what we did out here for Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
That protest was huge.
Yeah.
ABC is feeling the heat. By the way, a lot of people also mentioning the 1995 cancellation of the Stephanie Miller Late Night Show, another reason for them canceling Disney accounts, and also the firing of Stephanie Miller Show from KBC Radio in the late 90s, is also being cited. Yeah. All right. No. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
WNDX, the station your car presets warned you about.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In the latest development at Sun Prairie West High School, there's now another new principal, the third so far this month. The problems revolve around Robert Gilkey Meisiger, who is charged with child sex crimes. He was a dean at Sun Prairie West and allegedly preyed on students. NBC News reports school administrators got an anonymous tip from a student months ago about his behavior. And at the time, school leaders said it was unsubstantiated, but told Gilkey Meisiger not to meet with students privately. The original principal, Jennifer Plovger, is on administrative leave. And now the Department of Public Instruction is investigating her teaching and administrative licenses. The DPI doesn't usually say why they're investigating someone's license. Associate Principal Ed Ford was named interim principal just 2 weeks ago, and now someone new is taking over. Peg Shoemaker just retired after 6 years as principal at Middleton High School. The district says her experience and steady presence will help keep it a supportive environment. The State Journal reports at least three staffers from the Sun Prairie School District have been charged with sexual misconduct involving students in just the last 3 years. And Festival Foods is being sold to another grocery chain, Lisa Hale reports.
Schnucks Markets purchased Festival Foods, and in a press release said the combined grocery stores will all fall under an umbrella company called 1939 Group Incorporated. Festival Foods, which operates 51 stores throughout the state, will keep its name.
Dane County has two festival locations on East Wash in Madison and on Main Street in Verona. Meanwhile, the Great Dane is closing one of its four Madison locations. The Hilldale restaurant will shut its doors. Owners say financial challenges there were just too much. The Hilldale location's last day open is November 8th. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy and still warm with highs right around 80. Showers and a few thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon. Look for showers to be likely tonight along with a few rumbles of thunder. It'll be a mild night again with low temperatures right around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief Stuart Waddles. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Civic Media's own Terry Barr joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We all see where this is going, correct? It's managed media, and it's no good, it's silly, it's ridiculous, and you can't go around firing somebody because you're fearful or trying to suck up to an authoritarian criminal administration in the Oval Office. That's just not how this works.
Wow. David Letterman.
Letterman, yeah.
Good for
Letterman
everybody.
Letterman usually doesn't get political at all,
yeah,
but to hear him call the White House criminal.
Yeah, and you know who else doesn't is President Obama.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you hear Trump talk, you're like, God, I remember having a real president. And President Obama, and he's been very judicious about speaking out. We have a couple of the president.
We have to extend grace to people during their period of mourning and shock. We can also, at the same time, say that I disagree with the idea that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was a mistake. That's not me politicizing the issue. It's making an observation about who are we as a country.
Yeah. Went on to say.
Obviously, I didn't know Charlie Kirk. I was generally aware of some of his ideas. I think those ideas were wrong. But that doesn't negate the fact that what happened was a tragedy and that I mourn for him and his family. He's a young man with two small children and a wife who obviously, and a huge number of friends and supporters who cared about him.
Can you imagine if
what
President Obama reacted...
Yeah.
When Dylann Roof shot up and murdered a bunch of African-American people in church, mm-hmm. if he had reacted the way Trump did here. I mean, he just made so many good points, Chris. Made me miss like just having a real president, a real democracy
yeah.
again. He said, after years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like. He said, this is precisely the kind of government coercion the First Amendment was designed to prevent, and media companies need to start standing up rather than capitulating to it. Boy, howdy, right? By the way, he was talking, you know, right in the wake of the assassination. He said, talking about them blaming the radical left. He said, he was talking about you must constantly remind Americans of the ties that bind us together in contentious times. He said, I think George W. Bush believed that. I think people I ran against, I knew John McCain believed it. I know Mitt Romney believed it. What I'm describing is not a Democratic value or a Republican value. It's an American value. And I think at moments like this, when tensions are high, part of the job of the president is to pull people together. I mean, and by the way, so here's the other thing. His wife was directly insulted by Charlie Kirk. So that's still the grace and composure and elegance that this man has, right? He expressed condolences for the loss of Charlie Kirk at another recent event. Also said one of the clips we just played that he deeply disagreed with him.
Sure.
He said, he talked about extending grace during moments of mourning and shock. So, but here's the other thing, by the way, Chris, in the reporting of some of this, even in the stories you've sent me, there's one of them said Charlie Kirk said the kid was MAGA. That is incorrect. Mm-hmm. Even in the reporting of the events, the New York Times reporter, Karen Atiyah, am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
The reporting said she misquoted Charlie Kirk. She did not misquote Charlie Kirk. And this is the quote that he, and I've seen the clip, Chris. This is President Obama was referring to. Joy Reid, Michelle Obama, Sheila Jackson Lee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, we know you don't have the brain processing power to otherwise be taken seriously. This is Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
You can find the clip. It's out there. You had to go and steal a white person's slot to be taken somewhat seriously. President Obama said he staunchly disagrees with any suggestion that my wife or Justice Jackson does not have adequate brain processing power or that Martin Luther King was awful. But he stated that in order to maintain a democracy, healthy debate is necessary. He said, and then just talked about moments of crisis. But, Charlie Kirk said a bunch of things like that you can't skew any other way than that it's racist.
Right.
So that's Karen. This is one of the people getting fired for quoting Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
She did not misquote him.
Not at
that's
all.
Exactly what he said. Several of these black women don't have the brain processing power. Lucretia in Wisconsin. Hey, Lucretia.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I can't even sit there and say my chiffon is wet because I'm nude right now figuratively.
Oh. Oh,
because
thanks for sharing.
No, and but also too, I ran out of wool light, so So no chiffon wearing today.
Okay.
And when you were talking with Glenn, Stephanie, I was actually going to mention about how, and I felt like it's extortion about how they sat there. It was like, you know, going to Kimmel, like, you know, like, hey, Jimmy, you know, hey, baby, you know, if you just apologize to the family, you know, give them a little scuttle, hey, you get your show back. That's what I heard in my head when I read it online.
Yeah.
It's like he's not going to sit there and do it, and it's just the fact that you entertain that is just like, it's just ridiculous.
Right. Is this where we are in America? You can force someone to give money to an organization. Are you going to force black people to, you know, to give money to the Klan and apologize? I mean, it's just like, what?
It's ridiculous. But I'll say about my point, I wanted to mention about my point was that, and I said it on this show, I'm so damn tired of this all for me and not for the, especially when it comes to freedom of speech, mm-hmm. and exercising that First Amendment right. I mean, how that petulant crybaby bitch sat there when Jonathan Carl? If I mess up his first name, I do apologize.
Yeah.
He said,
"Yeah,
yes, thank you, Chris." And he was sitting there mentioning about you know what was going on, and he was like, "Well, your party will go after people like you because you're not very nice to me." I'm like,
yeah.
"Dude, you sit there and talk about everyone 6 ways to Sunday." But just like I said, just petulant comments to disgusting ones. But the moment someone says something that you don't like, you'll sit there and act like a crybaby. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
And what happened to Jimmy Kimmel is just terrible. Like I said, we have the right to express our freedom of speech. Because last I checked, Lucretia Nicole Lewis don't live on an FM one-way street. It's two-way streets with me.
Yep, so, yep, absolutely, honey. Well said. So, Chris, I wanted to get you on this because you're how were you described? A high-powered radio executive, Chris LaVoy?
Yeah, by some publication.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Because that's what he knows, the whole history, Bill. So I know a lot of people are citing the Stephanie Miller late-night TV show and also the radio show is also reasons that are done with Disney.
I would have protested the canceling of your late-night show had I known about your show.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are saying. But I'm just saying you have an opportunity many years later now to protest the cancellation of the Stephanie Miller show by Disney in 1995.
I would have, too, if I was alive.
Thank you, Bella.
She was not
thank
alive.
Thank you, Bella.
She was not
but,
even a zygote.
Can I just say, of the many love letters we give her, Bella, who will be on vacation next week,
that's
we
right.
will miss her once again.
We will.
Jackie says, hi, Steph. Great job hiring Bella. My daughter's 22 as well, and it's so refreshing to hear Gen Z's perspective on the current nightmare and to translate Gen Z slang. Oh, it's the best Patreon show ever this week. We go through, Bella takes us through a whole Gen Z primer.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You all need to subscribe
it's a must
to
listen.
Yes.
And also it helps, you know, keep
exactly.
free speech,
well, thank
yeah.
you
democracy
that,
alive
but,
in
yes.
America. It's not important now.
But you also get swears.
Yeah. Oh, and lots of swears, yeah. Hopefully the country can turn around and give them a better future. My daughter and I visited the Nuremberg courthouse in 2018, and I hang on to the thought that fascism can be defeated. Thank you. Yes, it can. Stay sane and stay safe. Can I say something, Bella, before you go on
yes.
vacation? If I had a daughter, I would want her to be just like you.
Oh.
If I'd known that I could have one that turned out like this, I might have had one. I didn't know they'd turn out like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, but you're
you know,
all
mine, would, mine would turn out like the genetics would kick in and she'd be a right-wing douchebag.
Right. Well, I mean, you
she'd
came
be like
from,
MAGA.
You came
it'd
from
be like
right-wingers.
It'd be like Family Ties. It skips a generation.
Yeah. You came from right-wingers.
That's what I mean. It would
yeah.
skip,
it
right?
Would
the
skip.
Genetics would kick in.
Yes.
And I'd be like, God,
yep.
you're a right-wing douche. You're grounded forever.
Your daughter would be a trad wife.
Oh, no. Just and call me a Leslie whore every
yeah.
day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, Leslie, yes. Whore.
Just... I'm kind of an incel, not by choice,
right?
Because by,
yes.
by lack of options.
An incel in your basement,
right?
Oh,
right.
God.
Oh, God. I'd live with my mom if she was still alive.
Well, sure.
Oh, what a sad little lady.
Oh,
okay. All right, here's
oh,
what I wanted to
oh,
put past you, Chris.
Okay.
Babs said ABC and Disney are not the enemy here. People have a lot of different takes. Mm-hmm. Brendan Carr of the FCC threatened to revoke broadcast licenses.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrifying threat to the existence
yes.
of those broadcast affiliates. They caved to the pressure rather than losing their license. The enemy is the FCC under Trump using its office to threaten businesses in this way. The FCC holds all the power, and they are using it illegally.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, but Don't obey in advance. That's all. I mean, I think it's all of it. Yes, that is a good point. But I'm just saying, Chris, it is.
That would be a good point if there weren't an enormous amount of money involved.
Well, but this is the thing.
There are principles and there's
apparently
money.
Disney has a merger they need, and so is the Nexstar, the affiliate company has mergers they need approved. Right. I mean, it's just, but I'm telling you, there goes the way of fascism. That is the road to fascism. And here we go. As I said to Glenn, Trump said, I read someplace the networks are 97% against me. I get 97% negative, yet I won easily. Did you?
No, not at all.
I won all seven swing states. Did you? Okay, and everything, I mean, they're getting a license. I think that maybe their license should be taken away. When you go back and take a look, all they do is hit Trump, they're licensed. They're not allowed to do that. This, absolutely, they're allowed to do that. That's what a democracy is.
Right. Exactly. That's acting within the public interest, is criticizing the president when he deserves criticism.
FCC Chair Brendan Carr appeared on Scott Jennings' radio show, sorry I missed that, and suggested that they should look into The View, whether it's a bona fide news show that's exempt from the so-called equal time rule. The whole premise of The View is you have people from both sides, right? The whole premise. Brendan Carr also said Jimmy Kimmel appeared to mislead the American public about facts.
Nope.
No, he did not. He did not. He said, I asked earlier about Fallon and Seth Meyers. He was asked, is the president's view they should also be taken off the air shared by the FCC? Well, he says, our goal and our obligation here is to make sure broadcasters are serving the public interest. So that's up to you. I mean, somebody did a
bending
tweet
the knee to the president is the only thing that's in the public service.
I mean, somebody did the tweet yesterday. We talked about, Chris, that Charlie Kirk didn't think Jimmy Kimmel was funny. And then we did this for you, Charlie. And then somebody else recently said he thought South Park was funny, the parody. So that's how we're deciding free speech. Whatever Charlie Kirk thought was funny. So South Park's okay? Because, I mean, it's just, that's the whole, that somebody, by the way, pointed out how old I am, Bella, because I said, that's why there's a knob on your TV. We used to have knobs on our TV.
Yeah.
It's not important now. However you change the channel is my point. Stop bothering me. Speaking of old TV, I was almost going to wear my Chris's wrong shirt. It just seemed like the wrong week to do it.
Oh.
But I knew you were wrong when you said it. It was not Nancy Walker in the Palmolive commercial. It was, what's her name? Hang on. It's a different old.
Oh, yeah. I saw people commenting.
Oh, God. Just one of 11 billion high stuff. Tell Chris Madge the manicurist was Jan Meyer. Nancy Walker was the bounty quicker picker upper.
That's it.
Paper towel lady. Hashtag Chris is always
they
wrong.
Look the same.
LOL.
They look the same.
I knew it was wrong, but I was on a roll.
They look similar.
About free speech. I was, because my point was fascism, you're soaking in it.
They both have deep voices.
Right. But the weird thing is, that's how much I love you, too. Now that I've done a love letter to Bella, that's how much I love you. Is I knew as you were saying it and I saw your lips moving and I was like, he's wrong. Narrator, he's wrong. It was not Nancy Walker.
You didn't know who it was.
No, I didn't know. Who knows who Jan Miner is?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not that lady. Anyway, can I just say one last thing real quick? The hosts of Morning Joe called out FCC chairman for celebrating Trump's suspension, despite years warning about the dangers of government censorship. He's long spoken out against government censorship and for freedom of speech, said Mika, before citing multiple tweets and quotes that he has given, including free speech is the counterweight, is the check on government control, and that's why censorship is the authoritarian's dream. I appreciate them for calling out the hypocrisy. But then Jonathan Lemire said, this is what happens when you start censoring speech. You've heard warnings. If comedians can't joke about a government in charge, that's a very, very slippery slope. Well, I'm sorry, kids. The slippery slope started with you. You were the hosts of the quote-unquote liberal channel were the first ones to go bend the knee, to go kiss the ring. And this is why it's a slippery slope. Because someone said yesterday, Chris, Trump was actually surprised. When it was ABC, were they the first ones that capitulated and paid him? Mm-hmm. He was surprised. He knows all these lawsuits are completely frivolous and
absolutely
meritless and would get thrown out of court, whether it's CBS or ABC. But this is how you embolden a bully and a fascist. And it starts with that, that he's got Joe and Mika down at Mar-a-Lago kissing the ring. And it's just now they have no credibility to talk about other people capitulating or bending the knee or whatever. I mean, this is how you get to fascism. And it's just, it is really a tough week for America.
You're exercised.
Oh, I am exercised. Ever since you got that Palmolive lady along, I've just been really...
You've been on tenterhooks.
Yeah, oh, I've been on tenterhooks. I barely survived that.
How did you sleep
last
night?
That is an error from which we will never recover.
How did you sleep
last night? I don't know. I almost called you. Okay. 40. I didn't.
No, you didn't. 40,
no,
you didn't
I don't care
enough.
40, I don't want anything. I've lost the will to live. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo,
Credo
Mobile. Speaking of which, companies that are fighting the good fight. It's really important now. The stand people are taking about ABC, Disney, etc. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Here's a company you can feel good about, and they're a great company. You get you get great reliable coverage. You get great deals on new phones, and they've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are fighting that good fight that Glenn Kirshner just talked about, winning in court, ACLU, on and on. Switching is so smart, so easy, a big way to make a difference. And Stephanie Miller listeners, you also get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at credomobile.com.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love how it smells. I love how it feels going on. You can simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots, all with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. This is seriously my favorite face product I have ever found. I love my Vibrance. You will too. One more time, that is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Vibrance.com/Stephanie. So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name Stephanie, that's STEPHANIE, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This portion of the show brought to you by me and Bella and my radio daughter, Bella.
Aww.
Sometimes we both wake up with a rumble tumble.
Oh, yeah.
Or something, you know. Scritch, scritch, something, congestion, congestion, runny nose, you name it. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care with a room full of sickies like you, and then you got something else that you didn't even come in with.
Yeah.
Or you open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. They've already hooked me up with a doctor when I signed up.
Oh.
Start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. There are doctor-prescribed meds in there, strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, a lot more. And a doctor's easy guide. You know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor or at the pharmacy while you're already sick. Your meds are right in your kit. Get it rushed to your door. $45 off right now. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie. UrgentCareKit.com/Stephanie. All right. We have, of course, Fridays with John Fugel saying our new best-selling author.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! New York Times best-selling author.
You did it, Steph Heads. Hooray! And then, of course, Friday, the very necessary Fridays with Frangela.
Right.
Joe says, are they going to scrutinize, exploit, and blame the political affiliation of the 24-year-old Pennsylvania shooter that just killed three cops? His social media pro-Trump comments? Of course not. It doesn't fit Trump's radical left narrative. I mean, I'm glad we got to, you know, just talk to Glenn a little bit about it. The doubts a lot of people are having about what feels like a rushed and too neat narrative.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, again, I don't know the legal term, Chris. I was asking, you know, if what is what the MAGA parents say hearsay, you know, because that's who's saying, oh, he. But I also feel like there's a little bit of evading blame. You know, we're a good MAGA Trump voting Christian family.
Yeah,
it wasn't
possible
us. It wasn't us,
right.
You know, but they're the ones that produced a murderer. You know,
yeah.
It's in a gun nut family whose kids seem more concerned about how they were going to feel about the missing gun than that he slaughtered another human. So, you know, obviously the right wing calling BS on the text because they're like, oh, they're trying to whitewash the trans roommate, like maybe he was involved and it makes it seem like he wasn't. Right. But I'm going, OK, so why are we taking as gospel what the MAGA family, who also has an agenda to avoid blame. Look at all these parents that are getting charged in these cases for the gun or access to the gun or whatever. So you can't tell me there's not an agenda there, too, to go, it's not our politics.
Right.
He was, Toby says, Republicans, we must put Bibles in the classroom and take children to church because their values and morals are established when young by their environment. Also Republicans, Tyler Robinson was raised in a conservative, gun-loving, law enforcement religious home, but that has nothing to do with him turning out to be a radicalized monster. Thank you. There, you know, if you're going to have a full discussion, have a full discussion.
Right.
Real quick, Pete in Wisconsin. Hi, Pete. 20 seconds.
Right, I got to go real quick. Then.
20
real
seconds.
Quick.
Yeah.
All right, then never mind. Hey, everybody, you guys have a good weekend. And stay safe, everybody.
All right.
Well, thank
good.
You.
That was, it was like a little radio sign-off there.
I guess so.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Yeah, we'll see you back here at the water cooler. Blah. All right. John Bugle sang, New York Times best-selling author, coming up.
Yes.
Up. 92.7 WMDX. Helping to keep Madison weird.
Todd Alba.
There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, particularly hockey. Bill McCashin, president of the Janesville Jets, will be along. Peter Rapine looks at the Week in Review, and Phil Nee on Outdoor Theaters. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News.